Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And I am so excited that my book is about to be released. You guys, it is coming up. And let me tell you, it is scary. Like real, real scary. This morning was a really huge moment in my life because of this book coming out and the things that I have written in this book and the stories that I have shared in this book, I had some conversations that I had to have that I had not yet had. So I actually had a conversation with my mother this morning, which was just radical truth-telling. And I will tell you that I was sick to my stomach to the point where I literally just thought I was going to have to be checked into the hospital for having a nervous breakdown. No lie, because of the things in my life that I had not confronted or shared, and I knew I had to share before this book came out. This is just complete honesty of what it actually looks like when you are putting yourself out there. And I think one of the hardest things is, you know, sharing how you feel with your family and doing it from the most loving, compassionate place, and trying your best to not hurt anyone along the way, knowing that people will be hurt. So the good news is it turned out really well and it opened up a lot of things, 2 hours later for us. And I feel a bit hungover right now. And honestly, this morning I thought, why did I choose this path? Why did I choose, this career? Like I really questioned myself deeply. Like, why am I doing this? I don't understand why I would actually put myself through this pain. And you guys know that up until the book is coming out, I'm going to be reading parts of the book, or I'd like to share parts of the book with you. And it just reminded me, of this feeling that I used to have, that I wrote about in the book. So this part is called "There's Got to Be More." The highs of this way of life were becoming less high, and the lows felt like they were getting lower. And there was a voice in my head that started screaming louder. She seemed to be screaming, "This is not who you are." One thing was becoming crystal clear. This tribe I was hanging around was going down fast, and I was going down with them. And this voice wasn't going to let me sleepwalk through life without paying for it. She was ruining the temporary fix of parties, people, booze, shopping, and men. She would not be quieted, and she did not approve of my choices. And she wasn't just making my days unbearable, she started waking me up from my sleep in the middle of the night. I was in terrible pain. It felt like it had taken on a physical form. I was hurting people I loved, and even worse, I was hurting and suffocating my soul. I wanted to leave my body, abort my brain, run from my life. I couldn't stand to be alone with myself. I couldn't escape. I hated what I was settling for and who I had become. I felt anxious, stressed, and like a complete loser all of the time. A few years passed before I started to get it. The nudges had turned into 2x4s to the face because clearly the hard way was the only way I was ever going to learn. I wasn't clear on what I should do, but I was clear on what I couldn't do anymore. So you guys, I share a whole lot more in the book about what I feel like we all universally share. And that is the fact that the things that we need to confront and the purpose that we need to be living will not stop eating at us until we confront them or start living our purpose. So we have two states to live in, really, and that is not living in your purpose and being eaten alive by it, completely consumed by the thing that you know you need to do, the conversation you need to have, or the purpose that you need to go and figure out how to start walking in. Or you can live in your purpose and start letting go of all of that weight, all of that anxiety, all of that shame. And I am not saying it's easy, because this morning I literally would have rather gone off to a deserted island or to the moon and just been alone for the rest of my life. At least that's what I felt like this morning. But I will tell you, on the other side, it's like complete lightness and clarity. And, you know, going back to this morning about having that conversation with my mother, it was like I just set the intention and said such a long prayer and meditation this morning about trying to stay in the state of love and compassion and really truly carrying the intention of peace and wanting to connect deeper, not wanting to hurt feelings, but also to clear the energy. So to hold space for her to say how she feels too. And, you know, it was a really, really long conversation. It was back and forth. And I know, you know, I just feel like it was one of the most healing things that I have ever done for my life. I know my mother probably feels the same. And to be honest, this is just the beginning of what was started out of many, many conversations that we've had. This one just happened to be the most intense. And it's just the very beginning. And we both know that. So just the beginning of opening so many things up, but immediate lightness. And inviting this into the space, saying, hey, this is okay to talk about now, has cleared some energy and also opened up the opportunity for something so much deeper. And I just feel like the two chapters really go together, because it's so much, this shows up so much in our relationships, also with living our purpose as well, because I was not able to fully step into this book launch in the way that I want with having that energy there. So you cannot step fully into what you desire with carrying around not clearing the things that need to be cleared, either on your own. I'm not saying everything needs a conversation. Some things a conversation, if the other person is not open, could potentially make it worse for a while, which sometimes that's also the path. But I believe that your soul knows if you really sit in prayer and meditation like I did this morning to find my answer of how I should really come at this particular conversation with so much love, and if I should. So I hope that this helps you guys. I know that I am on a serious path of sharing what is helping me in the moment. And that's kind of crazy that this podcast is so moment by moment with these quickies, but you guys get the real, raw, vulnerable part. So I'm going to go process even more. And I hope that you love this book, because my mission is to have 1 million tribes. Yes, I said it, 1 million tribes. I said it like Austin Powers, 1 million tribes of women around the world, because I know that when we do this, we help each other confront what needs to be confronted. We hold space, we collaborate, we're the safety net for each other, and we'll stop shoving things down so that we can finally become the people that we know we're here to be. So that is my mission, is if you are ready to step into your purpose, if you're ready just to read this book on your own, if you're ready to start a tribe, I pray that you go right now. Do not wait, because this book is going to show up on your doorstep on May 8th if you order right now, so that we can all start this together. And I'm starting the world's biggest tribe book club. So groups, done in groups, tribes, through this book. And that is starting 2 weeks from May 8th. So you'll need to read part of the beginning on your own. So there's a massive group. There's thousands and thousands of us who are all starting to read this book on May 8th or May 9th, that first week. And you'll have 2 weeks to do to read the parts on your own that you need to, and then you can step into connecting to an epic tribe of women all moving forward and releasing what we need to release. So I think you are going to have your world shifted in ways that you could have never imagined. And again, you guys, I am headed out on tour, and I hope that you join me in Boston, Minneapolis, New York, Toronto, and LA. And all dates are released, and you can buy your tickets right now, and they are going really fast. There are certain areas that are filling really fast. Toronto is like a month and a half out and it's already half full. So that's just like blazing every single day. So make sure you go right now to atribecalledbliss.com and grab your tickets, grab your girlfriends. I'm telling you, this book does the talking for you. So don't stress. Just say, I want to go to this book launch. I'd love for you to join me. I'm going to do all of the talking for you about connecting deeper, about what's stopping us, so that you guys can really have the space to carry on with the better conversation of just actually getting to know each other with clearing the blocks and not having all the things that stop us. So you guys, sending you so much love today. I am always so grateful for you, and I hope that you have the most amazing day. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.